Hector Santiago and the Twins are playing host to Kendall Graveman and the A's, and the Oakland righty finds trouble in the first against Kenny Vargas.
Base is loaded, and the 3-2 ground ball up the middle and through base at center field. Dozier scores. Here comes Sano. Mauer to third. A broken bat, two-run single for Kenny Vargas, 2-0 Twins.
Here's Vargas. High and deep to center. Davis going back, still going back, and gone! A three-run home run for Kenny Vargas.
Five in for Kenny Vargas. A two-run single, now a three-run homer, and the Twins lead 5-1.
Davis out of center. That ball hooking away from Buxton, but he dives and makes the catch. Byron Buxton with a great catch on a ball that was hooking toward the gap. And that'll bring up Yonder Alonso. That's hit a long way to right field, and more left-handed damage against Hector Santiago, a two-run home run, and it's 5-3, and the A's are back in it.
Base is loaded, one out, double play ends the game. And again, the 1-2, ground ball to short, Twins have a chance, Escobar second for one, Dozier's relay, ball game over!
Brandon Kinstler escapes the jam, and the Twins survive with a 7-4 win. Minnesota has now won four straight games, and the five RBIs for Kenny Vargas tie a career high. With Wednesday's win, the Twins improved to 14-11 for the season. Here's the Minnesota skipper, Paul Molitor.
Win's a win. They're not all pretty. We had to dance around Hector's command issues a little bit, and but somehow he got a little stronger in that last inning. But we thought that was enough, and we did make it interesting at the end there. Kins gave up really only one sharply hit ball. That was a leadoff single, and they battled and they made him work and throw pitches, but he finally got the double play. So that was a relief because we're running out of pitches for him. Offensively, again, the MO of making a guy work was true tonight. Get a guy up in the 90 pitch range in the fourth inning. Walks were big early. Kenny cashed him in, and then Miggy's knock and Joe got another walk before the homer. So good night for Kenny. A lot of guys contributing, so you take the wins when you can get them.
Vargas knocked in five overall. How good did he look to you at the plate?
The first time he got a little bit lucky. He got jammed a little bit, but he hit in a good spot. But he put the ball in play with two strikes and gave himself a chance. And then, we're trying to get him to, certain situations be a little more aggressive, and he was ready to hit that first pitch. I think he wanted to go in with a front door two-seamer, but he left it out over the plate, and he didn't miss it. That was a good matchup for him with, the Graveman pitches down a lot, and Kenny can go down there and get him. So that was a really good night to see him step up for us and put five across.
Paul, what's your view of him since he came up?
I think his bat quality has been pretty good, Patrick. He's worked some walks. He's got some hits. He's showing a little bit of power. Kind of what we want to see for him. We're still trying to mix and match a little bit because Robbie's done a nice job too. So he's just blend him in where we can. We know he's another threat in the lineup that doesn't have a real big bat presence in the middle other than Miggy right now. So. He's a good option to look at each and every day.
Byron Buxton goes 1-for-4 at the plate and scores a run in Wednesday's win, but he also contributes with the leather, making a spectacular catch in support of Hector Santiago.
We're not worried about what's going on the outside, so that allows us to go out there and play free and allows us to be ourselves. It's more instincts. I knew I had a good shot of catching it. It was kind of coming back towards my way, and you want to make those plays for your pitchers to get us back in here swinging the bats, and I just happened to make a good play. Just to be able to contribute to a team win is big, so just want to keep it going and keep coming out here and playing the game the right way.
The Twins will go for the series sweep on Thursday when Kyle Gibson takes the mound at Target Field.